In the interest of clarification, let me briefly explain the process of seeking a high reincarnation. First, inquiries are made throughout the region about special signs occurring upon the birth of children, about mothers who had unusual dreams, and about children who have special knowledge without being taught. Second, portents are analyzed. For instance, after the death of the previous Dalai Lama, a rainbow pointed east, suggesting rebirth in the eastern part of the country. Then two objects like tusks, about a foot high, appeared on the eastern side of the deceased Dalai Lama's reliquary, growing out of the floor. After a search party had found the next incarnation, flowers bloomed in winter at an outdoor amphitheater where the Dalai Lama lectures. And people in Lhasa spontaneously began singing a tune that contained the names of his parents. Many portents pass without being noticed at the time and are understood only later. Third, supernormal sources of knowledge are consulted. A party is sent to a lake southeast of Lhasa that evokes prophetic visions. In the case of the present Dalai Lama, the party saw in the lake a picture of the monastery near his birthplace, as well as a picture of his own house. They also saw three letters, A, Ga, Ma, that indicated the province, A for the Amdo province, the monastery, Ga, for Gumbum Monastery, and the Dalai Lama's own name, Ma, which stood for female, since the Dalai Lama, as a child, had a female name, Long Life Goddess. Fourth, a divination is performed by rotating a bowl with dough balls containing the names of the final candidates until one spins out. Five, search parties are sent out in disguise to test candidates for special knowledge and to see whether they can identify articles belonging to the previous Lama. In the case of the present Dalai Lama, he identified one of the disguised members of the search party as a monk official, and another as a monk from Sera Monastery. The articles he had to choose from were two rosaries, two small ritual drums, and two walking sticks. The idea of a materialistic communist government becoming involved in such a religious process is laughable, but this is exactly what happened as the following events concerning the identification of the present Panchen Lama indicate.